Hello，大家好，我是 Tara，欢迎来到我们音频版的词汇集。首先是我们的第一集，旅行交通和文娱活动。在旅行交通下面，我们先来聊一聊交通模式。首先我们聊聊常见的一些交通的模式。首先第一个 ,drive means to travel by car, to travel by car. For example, we usually drive to Shanghai during Chinese New Year.Today, I drove to work, but I prefer to use public transport. Use public transport, 啊，使用公共交通。今天我是开车来上班，但一般我都更倾向于使用公共交通。Today, I drove to work, but I prefer to use public transport. 第二个 ,cycle 等于 to ride a bike, to travel by bike, to travel by bicycle, cycle.Cycle 是骑自行车的动词。如果你只想用一个动词去形容骑自行车的话，就是 cycle。如果你用 ride， 就是有点不清不楚，因为 ride 可以是 ride a horse， ride a motorbike， ride a bike。所以说呢 ，cycle 是更加的明确，是 to travel by bicycle， to travel by bike。Example： I generally cycle to school every day. Cycling is really good for you. Cycling is really good for you.啊，当我们说一件事情对你健康很有益，我们不会说 it's really good for your health， 或者 it's really good for your body， 我们会说 it's really good for you， 就表示 it's really good for your health。Cycling is really good for you。那么在这里呢，注意动感单车呢，其实也是 cycling， 但是往往为了区分一下，我们会更多的听到它是用到 spin 这个词 ，spin 就是转圈这个词 ，spin。那么我们说这个动感单车的这个课经常会说 spinning class 或者 spin class 就行，注意这个 spin 它的发音，它不是 spin， 它不是一个后鼻音，不是 in， 它是 spin in spin spinning class spin class。 当然有的时候你每个健身房叫的名字也不一样，你可能会听到别人说indoor cycling class， indoor cycling class 也是指动感单车。I go to spin class at the gym every day. Spinning is a really good way to lose weight. 那么当你问别人是否会骑车的时候，你不会问你 can you cycle? 这个很奇怪，不会这么说。约定俗成的说法是 can you ride a bike? Can you ride a bike? 啊，那么再看下面 fly, it means to travel by plane, to travel by plane. 啊，坐飞机。I always choose to fly when it comes to traveling internationally. I always choose to fly when it comes to traveling internationally. 在国际旅行的时候，我都是选择飞行。She flew all the way from Beijing to London to meet him. She flew all the way from Beijing to London to meet him. It took more than 2 hours to get there by plane. To get there by plane. 你可以说 to fly somewhere, 直接用 fly 的动词，你也可以说 to go there by plane, to get there by plane. 而航班的说法是 the flight. The flight took more than 2 hours. The flight took more than 2 hours. It's a 2 hour flight. It's a 2 hour flight from an A to B, from X to Y. OK, 接下来还是骑自行车，我们说 ride, 就是 ride 这个词不光有骑自行车，还有骑很多东西，所以我们把 ride 再讲一下。 Ride, to sit, on a horse, on a bicycle, or on a motorbike, and control it as it moves along, 就是 moves along, 就表示说你骑在一个马背上，一个自行车上或者摩托上，然后是控制着这个，这就是骑啊。所谓的骑就是你要对它 you can control it, 是有操控力的。For example, I love riding horses. I love horseback riding. I love horseback riding. Horseback riding 就是马背上骑，就是骑马的意思。I love horseback riding. Peter rides his bike to school every day. 你也可以说 Peter cycles to school every day. 就像我刚才说 cycles to school. 你也可以说Peter rides his bike to school every day.那么旅行交就是交旅行交通呢，还有一个动词就是 take 这个词呢，表示的是 to travel by sitting on the vehicle. 比如说 I took the bus to school. Jessica takes the subway this morning. Take the bus. Take the subway. She took the train to go to Beijing. So you can say take the bus, take the subway, or take the train. 当然了，bus 和 train 这两个字前面的冠词，你也可以用 a。你可以说 take a bus, take a train。但是 subway 你是不能说 take a subway，你只能说 take the subway 啊。Take the subway, take the bus, take a bus, both are fine. Take the train, take a train。接下来。Sail means to travel by boat or ship. Sail. For example, they spent their holiday sailing around the Northern Islands. They spent their holiday sailing around the Northern Islands. 他们整个假期就在北部这些岛屿，就到处的游船开船，sail to travel by boat or ship. 那么，如果你想说走路 walk，you can say I walk to school every day。你也可以说 I go to place on foot。I came all the way from this place to that place on foot。而强调的是啊，走过来的。那么上下车的这个动作啊，你可以说当如果是讲到 bus、train、plane、bike 啊、boat 这样需要你踏上一步才能上车的这种啊。这种交通工具，你都会说 get on and get off。You get on a bus and get off a bus. Get on and get off. You get on a train and get off a train. You get on a plane and you get off a plane. 所以当你说 I'm on the plane, I'm on the train, I'm on the bus，表示我现在已经在飞机上了，我在火车上了，我在公交车上了啊。I'm on the bus, I'm on the train, I'm on the plane. Get on and get off。那么还可以 get on the bike because you literally need to get on，你需要跳上车，对吧？Get on the bike, get off the bike, get on a boat, get off the boat。那有的时候我们可能会说 hop on and hop off，强调是这个跳的动作，hop 表示跳，hop on the train, hop on the bike 这种尤其是比较高一点的 hop on the train 啊，hop on the boat, hop on the bike 在这里就是表示跳上跳下的意思，hop on and hop off。那么在所有的交通工具里，讲到私家车比较小的这种 car、taxi 这样子的，我们会用 get in and get out，因为可能就是私家车毕竟比较小，有一种钻进钻出的感觉，所以在这里我们一般会说 get in the car、get in the car、get out of my car、get out of my car、get in the car。啊，这里是区别，get on and get off、get in and get out。好，接下来来学一些拓展的表达，首先是 commute 这个词，commute。这个词既是一个名词，又是一个动词。我们一般它指的是上下班和上下学的这种通勤，去和回，来回的意思。那所以说呢，我们会说 commute，比如说 I commute to work by car，其实这里就是指的是上班去以及回来的意思。I commute to work by car，I commute to work by car。然后作为名词呢，你可以比如说 My everyday commute normally takes me 2 hours in total。我每天的上下班通勤都要花我2个小时的时间。My everyday commute normally takes me 2 hours in total。第二个 bus route，当然了，在北美有些人会说 route，both are fine。bus route，I take one or two bus route every day。我每天都坐102公交车，这个线路 bus route 表示线路。I take one or two bus route every day。A bus lane，公交车道。Bus lane，Don't drive in the bus lane，It's really dangerous。Don't drive in the bus lane，It's illegal to drive in the bus lane。Lane 表示车道啊，不注意 lane 车道，L-A-N-E 和 L-I-N-E，line 是不一样的，lane and line。A single ticket or a return ticket，啊，这个表示的是 a single ticket 表示啊，这个。单程的票，然后呢，这个 return ticket 表示往返的票。好，接下来是 traffic jam 啊，表示交通堵塞。traffic jam 是一个名词的词组，traffic 交通 jam 表示果酱，在这里就是堵的不行，堵成一锅粥了啊。traffic jam，I'm now stuck in a traffic jam，stuck in something 表示被。就是 trapped somewhere，就是被卡在哪儿了，堵在哪儿了。I'm now stuck in a traffic jam. I'm now stuck in a traffic jam. 那么 traffic jam 是一个名词的词组。如果你想说这条路非常的堵， 你不能说 this road is very traffic jam, that's weird, that's wrong. 你可以说 the road is very congested, very congested. Congested 表示拥堵，当然也可以表示一个人呼吸拥堵，比如说鼻子堵了，你可以说 my baby is very congested now, 非常的堵。那么在这里如果说 the road, the main road, the street is very congested, 别人知道就是交通拥堵的意思。还有一个词叫做 bumper to bumper. Bumper 指的是你车的前后的就是那个就是那个中文应该叫什么，就是那个前后的那个，我刚才专门去查了一下 bumper 是保险杠，对啊，我中文怎么了？ bumper to bumper 就是保险杠，就是同一个保险杠撞到另外保险杠，就是指的是那种走走停停的车流，动不动就车撞车，车顶车的这种状态。那比如说你用到什么句子里呢？The 8 o'clock traffic was just bumper to bumper. It was crazy. The roads was super congested. It was bumper to bumper. 你可以把它作为一个形容词去用。It was bumper to bumper. The road today was just bumper to bumper, super congested. 好，我们接下来再来学一些跟交通有关的俚语。第一个 I've lost my train of thought. Lose your train of thought. 就是忘记你要说什么了，前后的内容去不上了，就是 where was I? I forgot.I've lost my train of thought. Lose your train of thought. 就是你的思绪如果像一列火车一样，我丢了，我断了，断片了。然后接下来一个 ，That ship has sailed. That ship has sailed. 经常会就是说你已经错失机遇 ，lost your chance. Don't even think about it. 啊，比如说你的前男友来找你，啊，就是附和你说 That ship has sailed. 啊，这个船已经都开走了，你别再想了。That ship.Has sailed. Throw somebody under the bus. 这个特别常见，就是把责任转嫁给谁，把谁直接扔到这个就是公交车下面，直接让他死。Throw somebody under the bus. It's not my fault. Don't throw me under the bus. Okay. It's not my fault. Don't throw me under the bus. 第四个 ，jump on the bandwagon. Jump on the bandwagon 是一个比较老的古语。Bandwagon 就是那种以前的这种大马车。Jump on the bandwagon. 这个 bandwagon 往往上面是有人，有一些音乐家呀，踩着大马车上去，拉着手风琴唱唱跳跳的，然后因为很热闹，你就直接跳上去，这个表示随大流跟风的行为。I really hate when people jump on the bandwagon. People really need to have more independent thinking. 好，我们再来讲完了这个交通之后，我们还要讲了这个长距离交通这种traveling 旅行过程中的一些用法。一些常见的一些表达吧，给大家想了一些我平时在讲到旅行时可能会用到的一些表达，我觉得我们平时在生活中还有考雅思时候都能用到。首先我们去到一个地方 You will visit the landmarks. When you travel to a new place, the first thing you do, you will visit the landmarks there. The landmarks, 地标型的建筑，这个是指一些比较有名的建筑物啊等等，公园啊等等，这 landmarks. Visit the landmarks. Historical sites.Historical attractions, 一些历史遗迹、历史的景点。Visit the landmarks, the historical sites, or the historical attractions. Try or explore the local restaurants. Try the local food. Try, explore the local food. And maybe you will just, spend a whole day in a local cafe.Watching the world go by and enjoying the time in another city. 这个我们后面这个动词加 ing 表示伴随的状态 Watching the world go by and enjoying the time in another city. 那么接下来还有一个表达 Soak up the culture. Soak up the culture 表示吸收当地文化。这是 when you travel, you want to soak up the culture. You don't want to just, get bored and do nothing. You want to really do something. You want to have some meaningful experiences. You want to go to the local museums, the local galleries, and to soak up the culture better. Soak up the culture. 吸收文化像一个小海绵一样去 soak up the culture. I enjoy talking to the locals. I enjoy talking to the locals. Not just basic things like ordering the food, trying to get the direction,or greeting each other, but something more meaningful, like the history, the cultural differences, things like that. 啊，我喜欢跟当地人交流，不光是聊一些基本的事情，什么问路啊、点餐呐、啊、问候彼此，不是的，something more meaningful like the history, the cultural differences, things like that. I really enjoy talking to the locals, the local people 也行，not just basic things like ordering the food, trying to get direction or greeting each other, but something more meaningful like the history, the cultural differences, things like that. Travel on a budget, 穷游, travel on a budget. I love traveling on a budget. It's cheap, it's fun, and you will have a better chance of making new friends when you need to share the room with some other travelers. 一般, when you travel on a budget, you won't stay in a hotel. You would live with like in a youth hotel, like a youth hostel. 会在一个青年旅社里住, you will share your room with some strangers. Normally, they're also young peoples. They are like travelers, also traveling on a budget, and you share the room, you share the common area. So yeah, you can end up making some really good friends. So yeah, it's cheap, but it's also very fun. You will have a better chance to, do something interesting. 那么对应的 travel on a budget, you have luxury holiday, luxury vacation. 美国人会说 vacation, 英国人会说 holiday. I really enjoy a luxury holiday. I really enjoy a luxury vacation as long as I can afford it. 只要我能负担得起，我还是愿意啊，这种有奢侈的这种假日. I really enjoy a luxury holiday as long as I can afford it. I work very hard during the year and I save a lot. So when it comes to traveling and holidays, I don't want to go low profile. I just want to spend the money I make and enjoy my holiday. Go low profile. Low profile 表示低调，我不想要低调。Go 后面加一个形容词表示。取得一个这样的状态，比如说 "Let's go crazy"，咱们疯了吧啊！"Let's go cheap today"，今天咱们花点便宜的吧！"Let's go 怎么怎么样？"Let's go something 后面加一个形容词。那 "I just don't wanna go low profile 啊，I wanna go luxury luxurious. I wanna just spend all my money and enjoy my holiday." 好，接下来，I like traveling with my friends. We can share the hotel room and all kinds of fees, and meanwhile enjoy each other's company and take care of each other. Traveling alone is too lonely and dangerous at the same time. Share the hotel room, 分享一个房间, and all kinds of fees, 各种各样的花费, and expenses, all kinds of fees and expenses. And meanwhile enjoy each other's company, 享受彼此的陪伴, and take care of each other. Traveling alone 这件事情 is too dangerous and lonely. I like seeing the world by myself. 这是一个喜欢自己一个人旅行的人。I like seeing the world by myself and enjoy the time being alone. Traveling alone can help you explore your inner world. After a trip, you will not only know the world better, but also know yourself better. You will not only know the world better, but also know yourself better because you can explore your inner world. Traveling alone can really help you explore your inner world, 可以帮你去探索你的内心世界。好的，接下来是一些形容这种旅行城市的词汇。首先，第一个，overrated and underrated，overrated and underrated，overrated 表示过誉的，就是这个。Rate 表示评分嘛，overrated 表示评分过高的、过誉的，underrated 就是反过来，就是被低估的啊。然后我们经常会说，Oh, I really think this movie is overrated. I really think this movie star is overrated. 我觉得这个人真的是被过誉了啊。I really think 丽江 is overrated. It's too touristy. Touristy 这是我们学到第二个词，touristy 表示商业化的、游客化的。它是 tourist 这个词加个 y，然后重读在 touristy. Touristy 它不是 touristy，它是 touristy。那你可以形容一个旅行城非常的 lively，lively 很有活力的 lively。当然之前我们说到什么 exciting、vibrant 都可以上啊，都可以用 scenic。风景优美的 scenic 表示风景 scenic 风景优美的 secluded 表示的是与世隔绝的，是一个褒义词，是一个好的 secluded， 并不是一个，就是我们当一是地方 isolated，可能表示信息各方面与世隔绝，特别的不发达。那么 secluded 怎么用呢？We say that an area is secluded if it's isolated or away from too many other people, especially tourists and travelers. So if you're looking for a secluded town to spend a weekend, it's probably because you need some quiet time away from noise, people, or the hustle and bustle of the city, and because it might not be very lively or offer much to do, a secluded town or village tends to be better for traveling on a budget. 就是说，这种地方往往的它很安静、很宁静，very peaceful, you know, away from noise and hustle and bustle of the city. And because it doesn't have too much to offer, you will end up saving a lot of money. 因为没有太多可做的这种娱乐项目，一些娱乐设施很高消的东西，所以最后 it's a better choice for people who want to travel on a budget. So if you want to find a secluded place, normally it's a small town, a very beautiful and peaceful town, secluded place. 那么接下来有一个非常接近的，叫做 unspoiled。spoiled 表示可以既表示一个人被宠坏了，一个宝宝，一个小动物被宠坏了，spoiled，也可以表示一个食物已经快坏了，已经吃不了了。哦，the apple is spoiled，the strawberry is spoiled。那么在这里 unspoiled 就表示非常的未开发的一种状态，天然未开发的一种状态。If you are a traveler, you are a traveler looking for an unspoiled place to visit, it means you are looking for a place with a lot of nature, and you're not interested in a city with a lot of urban development. If you like to take photos, you probably love an unspoiled landscape that feels untouched by people. 啊，就是没有被人触摸到，非常原生态的一种状态。It's a place that's untouched by people. It's a place that feels untouched by people, and it has a lot of nature. And it doesn't really have a lot of urban development. You don't see urban development. It's just a beautiful place, very tranquil, very beautiful, very secluded. It's unspoiled. 这个词也很漂亮，可以用一用。比如说，你可以说 "She's looking for an unspoiled area where she can connect with nature 和大自然建立连接。She's looking for an unspoiled area where she can connect with nature." 接下来，当一个地方非常的繁忙、喧嚣的时候，往往指大城市的这种非常 touristy big cities。You can say it's a hectic place, hectic, very busy, very hectic, very bustling, bustling, bustling. 啊，我们讲一个城市这个喧闹的、喧嚣的这种 bustling，the bustle and the hustle and bustle 这个词是一个名词的词组，它没办法做一个形容词用。你不能说 it's a hustle and bustle city，no，it's a very bustling city，very busy，very hectic。好，接下来是休闲娱乐、打发无聊时间啊，就是讲了 leisure activities。OK，so first。What are leisure activities? Okay, so leisure activities are things that you do in your free time, in your spare time, when you have time on your hands, when you're not working or not studying. 就是工作学习之余的这种活动，就是 leisure activities. There are so many different kinds of leisure activities. We will cover those activities later. 一会儿我们会提到哈。首先是一些打发时间的说法，kill time, kill time, 打发时间。I normally go to bars to kill time after work. 啊，或者你也可以说，比如说你正要准备做一件事情，在那个做这件事情，你等待的时候，你做点什么临时的事情，也可以说 kill time. While I was waiting for the train, I went to a bar to kill some time. 也可以 hang around 表示四处打转，打发时间。I normally hang around the bars in my free time. I normally hang around the bars in my free time. Pass the time. Pass the time，所以才会有说啊，休闲娱乐的活动，你可以说哦，watching the movie 啊，is the best pastime。那把它作为一个名词去用也是可以的，it's the best pastime，表示休闲娱乐的活动。那么作为一个动词加名词的词组，pass the time，we play games to pass the time on the bus，amuse oneself，amuse oneself。 It's not that easy to amuse oneself during holidays, especially when you don't have a lot of money. It's not that easy to amuse oneself during holidays, especially when you don't have a lot of money. 在过放假期间不是特别容易，就是打发时间，尤其是当你没有很多钱的情况下。好，跟朋友之间的这种玩玩闹闹呢，说说笑笑，可以叫 kick back。I love going to a local bar, kicking back with my friends, and enjoying the appetizing food and cold drinks. I love going to a local bar, kicking back with my friends, and enjoying the appetizing food and cold drinks. 那接下来是一个比较老派一点的表达，我们可以就是看一看，不一定非得自己爱用，叫做 while away the time。While away the time, while 这个词作为动词表示消磨、消遣的意思。While away the time，把时间打发走的一种方式。I had 10 hours to wait in London, so I while away the time browsing around the city. 我在伦敦当时有10个小时的停留等待时间，所以我逛了一下这个城市。I had 10 hours to wait in London, so I whiled away the time browsing around the city. We used to while away the hours on rainy days drawing pictures. Drawing pictures，我们一般在雨天的时候都是通过画画去打发时间的。好，接下来我们来说说这些 leisure activities，又可以细分，比如说 outdoor leisure activities，outdoor activities 户外活动，indoor activities。Physical activities，一些体育活动，physical activities，比如说 playing basketball，doing yoga，workout at the gym，those are all different kinds of physical activities。OK，当你说我是一个非常喜欢户外的人，你可以说 I'm an outdoor person，outdoor person，喜欢户外的人，什么什么加 person，I'm an outdoor person。你可以在 outdoor 这个词后面加个 y，说 I'm very outdoorsy。I'm very outdoorsy，这是一个很口语的词。I'm very outdoorsy。I'm an outdoor person。I'm an indoor person。I'm very outdoorsy。I'm very indoorsy。I'm very indoorsy and homey。Home 这个词加 y，homey 表示很宅的。那你也可以说 I'm a couch potato。I'm a couch potato。Couch 表示沙发，couch potato 我是那种像一个坐在沙发里的大土豆一样懒懒的、胖胖的，也不一定是胖，就是很葛优瘫的这种状态。I'm a couch potato. If you are a couch potato, that means you will spend hours and hours sitting in your couch, watching TV, eating junk food, and just, doing nothing. You are a couch potato. If you are that kind of people, you are a couch potato. 我喜欢做什么？I love doing something. I like doing something. I enjoy doing something. I prefer doing something. I'm very into doing something. I'm keen on doing something. I'm keen on watching movies. I'm keen on listening to music. I'm keen on reading. Yeah, I'm passionate about doing something. 那么后面你就可以接这些具体做的事情。我给大家随便列了一些可以做的一些事情啊，go to the movies。看电影，go to the movies，go to the movies，check Facebook，翻看脸书，check Facebook，或者 check social media，check social media，check Facebook，watch YouTube videos，surf the web，上网，surf the web，check the news，看新闻，check the news，watch soap operas，看电视剧，watch soap operas，就肥皂剧啊，尤其是 soap opera 肥皂剧，play video games，打游戏，play video games。Spend time with family, play an instrument, play with your children, go out with your children, listen to music, go dancing, go to the park, go to the gym, go to concerts, play a sport, go shopping, go out for a coffee, go out for a coffee, hang out with friends, 和朋友见面，spending time with friends, hang out with friends. 还有更多的，你可以说 "I love cooking" 做饭，knit knitting 织毛衣钩东西，knit。"I love gardening" 我喜欢园艺，garden 作为动词，"I love gardening"。你也可以说 "When somebody really enjoys gardening, you can say this person has a green thumb." That's an idiom，这是一个俚语。你有一个绿拇指，表示你很擅长园艺。You have a green thumb. I love painting. I love drawing. I love singing. I love reading. I love hiking, jogging, 慢跑, jogging. I love doing yoga. I love photography. I love baking. 我喜欢做烘焙, 做蛋糕. I love baking cakes. 如果一个人很爱吃甜品, 就是 I really have a sweet tooth. I have a sweet tooth. When you have a sweet tooth, that means you love sugar. You love anything that is sweet. You have a sweet tooth. 你有一颗甜牙齿. I love playing pool. 在这里 pool 你以为是 这个游泳池的意思吗? 是它有游泳池的意思, 但是在这里表示的是台球桌. I love playing pool. I love playing board games. 桌游. I love go bowling. 喜欢打保龄球, bowling, go bowling. 那么好了，这就是我们音频版词汇集的第一节啦。我们下一集再见，拜拜。